Well, this morning we are looking at how the city supports art programs around town, and here to tell us all about it is HPR's Noe Tanigawa.
Right. Hey, Catherine. You know, the city's arts kulyan is pretty extensive when you start looking at it. I mean, it covers art in place, like the new Kamehameha III statue that's there in Thomas Square. Yeah, it was a pretty good-looking thing there. And it covers parks and rec programs, you know, the hula classes, the bonsai, tai chi, ceramics, ukulele, right? All of that happens in neighborhoods all across the island. Also, there's the May Day Lay Contest, Christmas Wreath Contest, Honolulu. I mean, all of this kind of falls under the culture and arts umbrella that the city does. And I was talking with the city managing director, Roy Amemiya, who says in Hawaii, the fact that it's not just the Western arts, you know, ballet and symphony, that is the reason our city's dollars available for culture really get stretched in this town. I mean, Hawaii Theater recently lost a city subsidy for local performing groups. And that means a lot of them will have to look elsewhere. For, I mean, it's going to be, what, can I have my ho'ike at Hawaii Theater? That's how it's going to be. And nobody's happy about that. Not the groups, not the theater, and really not the city either. It's just tough decisions are being made. And did you know Honolulu has an official arts district? Yeah.
Is it downtown? Chinatown?
It's between Bethel and Smith. Okay, Bethel and Smith. And then from Nimitz to Barataria. But I mean, where is the art in that area, right? Well, Sandy Pohl still is holding on with Louis Pohl Gallery there up on Bethel. She opened the Downtown Arts Center a few months ago there in the Chinatown Gateway Plaza. It's the building where the Satellite City Hall recently moved in. And this is some kind of interesting news. She's just gotten Barbara Rao, the former manager of the Contemporary Museum gift shop, to take over the Downtown Art Center. And her goal is to make it like Following Sea. Remember that shop in Kahala?
Yes,
that's the goal there. And Pohl does make and take art classes, so office workers might be able to pop by to make bracelets or earrings or necklaces, you know, classes in there sometimes. There's also a 10,000 square foot space on the second floor of that Gateway Plaza. Huge open space, high ceilings, just like the New York City loft spaces that Soho, Tribeca, Chelsea, all of those now thriving commercial districts that started as, you know, art outposts. I mean, it's just that kind of space that gives you your imagination some wings, right? Okay, here's how it breaks down. $1.22 per square foot, that's the maintenance. $1.70 per square foot, that's the rent. So the total, $2.92, almost $3 a square foot for that space. It's been available for years.
So nobody's in there now.
Nobody has been there for 8 years plus. Pohl has applied. The Honolulu printmakers also applied for a space up there, but neither bid covers both rent and maintenance. I mean, that would come to about $30,000 a month.
Wow, that's a big nut to crack.
And I asked Mr. Amemiya what the city's looking for in their tenant.
The ability to pay rent is a big one. We need to make sure whoever moves in there is going to be successful. And I think that's what our property managers are looking for more than anything else. To be very honest, throughout Chinatown, we're looking for tenants that will activate the space. Because the more active the space is, the less likely it is that people are going to just loiter. So we are looking for people who can bring people to the space.
Totally makes sense, right?
You need a magnet.
Oh, yeah. And right now, the city has 7 available properties in Chinatown. They range from 300 square feet to 13,000, that one there in Gateway. And we're wringing our hands about how to invigorate Chinatown, right? Well, remember what happened in Kaka'ako? It was only 2014, I mean, like 5 years ago, that the Agora opened up. That space that had free events, films, panels. Then Eat the Street was brought down there. Lana Lane, the artist studios, opened up. And you know, we're really seeing activity. We see it work to bring people down there. Programming events and subsidized rents really do work. Right now, Gateway Plaza, second floor, is empty. And the city really doesn't want to take chances. But is anybody demanding art spaces?
Yeah, it's a dilemma, huh?
Maybe Sandy's the only one. Well, City Managing Director Georgette Deemer did make these points. The city has an art in public places law, just like the state. 1% of the cost of new city building does go to art. Rail money is the infusion to be looking for now. She says transit-oriented development at Kekalike Mall will be transformational for that Eva end of Chinatown, right? And, that's really where the infusion for art is going to come from, really, is from transit-oriented development money.
Well, I know you had a story, about a month or so ago about the arts at Mark's Garage and kind of the dilemma that they're facing.
Exactly. You know, we're still on that same timeline. They're giving till about the middle of the month here to really decide whether to keep it going. Well, they've got a super event coming up on Halloween night. It's going to be the Rocky Horror Picture Show, hosted by the MC of Fresh Fish Drag Review, the Titta Titsling. She'll be on stage hosting the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And then do remember that they're looking for a $50,000 donor to get the theater named after them. But mid-November is the date. They're going to either call it quits or soldier on at that extremely vital art space in Chinatown.
So we need a white knight in their corner.
I really do. And, you know, Sandy's asking for maybe $60,000 to just get her going in that space, upstairs in China. So it's not huge amounts of money for the right type of investor or for the right type of commitment on the part of a government resource. But, you know, there are still things going on great in Chinatown, and one of them is First Friday coming up. Okay, this Friday, of course. And it's happening at High Sam, which has, of course, been revived of late. It's the Hawaii Fashion Month fashion show. It's going to start at 7 o'clock. All right, and it's cool because this time they've got citadine in French, kind of French urban wear, which is cool for us in Hawaii. It's kind of maybe understated office wear type of thing, but with a little kick to it. Laha'ole Designs, their jewelry is going to be coming in, and it's kind of fine hammered gold and silver, fine shapes there, also involving Tahitian pearls sometimes. Nice to see. Okika Cloth is kind of having their launch at this fashion show. It's interesting resort wear, again, kind of that loose kind of a printed cloth. It's all linen, kind of ink drawings, lots of blue on white.
Pretty.
It's really quite elegant. Matt Bruning is going to be there. He's rocking the one shoulder undershirt look over the summer, but he's got a whole new line out that he's going to be premiering that night. So hands-on activities, too. That's going to be really fun. First Friday at High Sam. And then on Saturday, this is so cool. The Honolulu Printmakers Print and Book Fairs opening at the Entrepreneurs Sandbox.
Yes, the new It Place, right?
Exactly. And who would have thought, right? It's the It Place because it's an art and tech and design and, you know, ideas place. And where is it? Nobody knows, but you will know. It's there in Kaka'ako. It's on Ilalo Street, Makai of Ala Moana Boulevard. Yeah. I mean, get used to going down there.
It's right next to the University of Hawaii Medical School.
Uh-huh. Again, another outpost being claimed by the arts community, and it's so cool. This print and book fair is really fun. You know, it's growing every year, and it's kind of falling on the heels of these incredible book fairs that happen around the world now that just invite all kinds of people to experiment in the area of reproduced images. And so books are not what you thought they were. Even zines are not what you thought they were. There are also hand-pulled limited edition prints, and artists are there with kind of bargain price misprints that are sometimes super fun. So it's going to be a really great time there. That's again, activities all day long, too. Noon to 9 p.m. at the Entrepreneur Sandbox, the print and book fair this year.
Yeah, so it's interesting how these favorite events are finding new venues, you know, whether it's a cultural festival that is moved from Kapi'olani Park to the convention center.
Exactly, or, like the Okinawan Fair.
Right, we've had the wood show that moved from Linikona. Now it's over at Monolua Garden. So
right, it was there in that Chinese hall that you mentioned. And you know what? I didn't make it there this year. It's over now. But it's another reason to go there next year. I mean, Linikona became unavailable for a lot of these groups. And like artists, like creative people, they have created spaces elsewhere. Let's visit them there.
Yes, support the arts.
All
thanks. Right. Thanks so much, Noe. We've been talking to Noe Tanigawa about the various programs that the city supports and what's happening on the art scene.